Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Agricultural shows, they're a vital part of the rural economy, contributing to community engagement and acting as a platform for showcasing local products and celebrating rural culture. So for this week's industry review, I wanted to look under the bonnet of four of the biggest agricultural shows that Ireland has to offer. I'm delighted to be joined by John Flynn. He's the chairperson of the Iveark Show down in Piltown there in South Kilkenny. That show is happening on August the 23rd. Also joining us is John Keena, the chairperson of the Tullamore Agricultural Show, which happens on August the 10th. Rebecca Dromey is the co-chair of the Clonmel Show, which happens in South Tipperary on July 6th. And joining us in a few minutes, but he won't be with us because he has to cut the ribbon for the Gorey Agricultural Show, is Willie Cecil, chairperson of the Gorey Agricultural Show. That happens today, June 21st. So Willie is busy cutting ribbons, getting his show started down there in Gorey. So I might start with you, John Flynn, the chairperson of the Iveark Show. As a Kilkenny man, I've acute interest in this. Tell us about the Iveark Show that started in 1826, making it almost, what, 200 years old. Tell us more, John.
Thank you, Bobby, for having the Iveark Show on your show. The Iveark Show is held in Piltown, County Kilkenny. It's normally the fourth Saturday in August, but this year it says the 23rd. It started in 1826 by Lord Besborough, and it started out as a competition for his tenants, farmers, and cottages and stuff like that, to get a bit of competition going between them to get to grow stuff. So he gave prizes for the best guard that at a cottage. He gave the prizes for the best vegetables, the best ploughing, the best animals, all that kind of stuff. So
So the history is sort of steeped in making things competitive among local farmers that were all part of one big tenancy. Obviously, the interest that the landlord has was, you know, the more these individuals compete on all these levels, the better it was going to be for him ultimately.
Of course, yeah. And I believe during the famine, very few people passed away in the Piltown area because they're all able to grow other vegetables apart from potatoes and stuff like that. They were really good growers. And even to this day, we have some great growers in Piltown. It's always known as a vegetable area.
John, the show, how has it changed in more recent years, I suppose, to reflect? Is it a show for farmers or is it a show for city dwellers to come and see how farming and all that works? Or is it so much more?
It's so much more, actually. It's a show for everybody. It's a farmer's day out, and it's also a family day out as well. We have loads of stuff for families. I mean, it started off being a farming show, I suppose, but it has turned into a really good family day out.
Okay. Well, stay with us, John Flynn. I want to talk to John Keena, the chairperson of the Tullamore Agricultural Show. John Keena, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Now, tell us all about your show in Tullamore, one of the bigger shows happening across the country.
Yeah, I suppose, look at the Tullamore FBD National Livestock Show is the biggest one-day show in the country at the present point in time. We regenerated again in 1991 after a lapse of a long number of years before that. It has grown from strength to strength over them number of years, and I suppose the people with the visionary within the shows always was able to add something to it every year. It is the national livestock premier show, so we pride ourselves on getting, I suppose, the best cattle in the country to come to compete at the show. And look at that, has knock-on effects for the whole show as well. And also, I suppose, 2 years ago, we introduced a sustainable livestock village, which we have all the main players within the department, right down to the Department of Agriculture, Borbia, Chagos, AHI, Dairy Industry Ireland, MII, Farmers Journal, ICBF. But this year now, we have introduced a hydrogen unit to drive that sustainable livestock village. And that's a new venture. Wow. And that's a venture with Offaly County Council and ESB have come on board to do that with us. So we're them for their...
And John, you're going to have 70,000-odd people in Tullamore on your show day, yeah?
Yeah, please God, that's the sort of numbers we're having over the last couple of years. It really has grown. The demand for stands, both in the livestock area and in the trade area, is absolutely chock-a-block there at the moment. We're allocating them at the minute, and you know, there's going to be, unfortunately, there's going to be people disappointed that they won't be able to get in, but we're going to try and cater for as many people as possible to come into them trade areas.
Okay. And John, before I bring in Rebecca, can you tell me how it works in terms of people qualifying and then how it feeds into other shows? I understand how it all works.
Yeah, I suppose whether it's livestock or whether it's we'll say the horticulture cookery craft, there's qualifiers coming from other shows throughout the country, and they bring their produce or their livestock or whatever to Tullamore Show, and it's a competition at the highest level. And I suppose you're talking to people going out in the evening time, and will tell you, even if they didn't win a prize, well, look, we're at the Tullamore National FBD National Livestock Show, and they were delighted to be there competing at that highest level.
Wow. All right, stay with us, John. Let's talk to Rebecca, please. Rebecca from the Clonmel Show, you're very welcome. You're the co-chair of it. Tell us all about your show.
Well, thank you for having us on, Bobby. My other co-chair is Shea Kennedy, and we run it on the 6th of July, and it's at Powerstown Racecourse. So it's quite a lovely venue. We sit in a lovely part of the world looking at the cormorants and the Schliebenmann. And the day starts about 8:30 in the morning, and we have equine, cattle section, sheep section, goats, poultry. In general, after that, then you head out into for the public to enjoy, as well as looking at the exhibitors that bring all their animals to it, and the horticultural and the flower show. You also have, I call it a food village. The band is playing. There's plenty of food provided. The entertainment also, we have a wonderful donkey derby at the end of the day that pulls quite a few of the crowd in. It's very enjoyable. That finishes up the day. So during the day, there's a lot for the town to enjoy. A lot for the trade stands and the business people in Clonmel who sponsor a lot of the show as well. And the committee that we have is fantastic with our volunteers.
Yeah, so really it works on the basis of volunteers, sponsorship and available land, which I think your society actually owns the land that the show happens on. Is that right?
No, we used to own the land which was in the centre of Clonmel, but we sold that.
And you made a fortune, I'm told.
Well, we did nicely, but it's been put to good use, so don't worry about that. But we then rent from the coursing club in Powerstown Park, where the races are held as well, and it's a fantastic venue. Great stands, and it's in a lovely, lovely part of the world.
Yeah, and then in terms of who goes to the show, Rebecca, children are free, as I understand it. Is that right?
They are. That's correct.
And
we have a lot of them coming mostly early in the morning with very young children. And then during lunchtime, we seem to get an older crew, and the general people in town come out and enjoy it. And they travel from all over Kilkenny, Waterford, Cork, North Tip. So we get a good cross-section.
Yeah.
We have about 15,000 to 20,000 on the day visit.
And would many people go to Iverk, would go to Clonmel, go to Tullamore, go to all the shows? Is it something that people would maybe attend two or three of them over the summer?
Well, I would say the exhibitors definitely do. I'm not sure if the general public go to all of them. Maybe they would pull in more from their area if they're coming to view and see it. Maybe people love going to shows regardless. But generally the people that are exhibiting have a lot of a following, so they would be interested in coming. But exhibitors would be the main thing that would go to all the shows.
Yeah. And Rebecca, how do you keep things fresh? You know, everything needs innovation and, you know, new ideas and new thinking to keep it relevant. What sort of things do you bring in to try and, I suppose, stimulate interest every year?
Well, I would say we keep changing the different entertainment ends. We have got more qualifiers. championships that happen at the show, and there's very good prize money in each of the sections, and the show jumping is fantastic in senior and junior. And I would say more than likely you just give them kind of a good courses, good arena, well stewarded, which is done all voluntarily as well, and just run the show well. And then if you add little bits along the way, you can bring them in and maybe drop a few and bring others in. You know, like you're all the time maybe innovating a little bit, but not a lot, because the product that's there is good. So we would work on it a little bit up and down, and the committee decide that.
That's great. Thanks for that, Rebecca. Stay with us, because I want to introduce Willie Cecil now. He's the chairperson of the Gorey Agricultural Show, and he's just cut the ribbon down at the show. It's on today. Willie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having us.
Now, good to talk to a live show. What's happening on the ground there as we speak this very minute?
Well, we opened the gates this morning before 7 o'clock. At present here, we have the best of cattle from all around Leinster and further afield being judged. We have well over 200 sheep here being judged, and there's a lot of showing and reading horses classes being judged at the moment there, and that'll go on throughout the day.
Well, that's great. And are you expecting big numbers? The weather's in your favour, Willie, yeah?
The weather has shone upon us nicely this year. We had to cancel our show last year. This show is a very long-standing show in this area. This year is the 163rd year of our show. Not consecutive. We had had obviously a few glitches between foot and mouth and different things with COVID and that over the years, but it has a very long standing tradition in the North Wexford area. So we had to cancel last year due to bad weather. Our show site was last year was a very wet year, so we just had to make the decision. We just couldn't make a mess of somebody else's land.
Yeah.
But we're very lucky that we have a landowner that is very amenable to us and very helpful in every way to us. And when you see so many local people here showing what they have great pride and tradition in doing, it's just incredible feeling.
Yeah. Willie, can I just say, you said in your notes to us that one of the concerns, and these shows are like they're built on volunteers and volunteerism. You say that you have a lot more people north of 50 than south of 50 on the committee. Is that going to be a problem going forward?
I suppose going forward, it may be from a committee level, but one thing that was very refreshing this week, we build our show village here. We start last weekend and it really ramps up then from the evenings in the early week and then days at the back end of the week. But we have a young crew came that helped us. A lot of people in their teens that have finished exams or finished, they're in the mid-years between exam years and worked tirelessly with us here for some of the days this week. And we're just very refreshed to see that we have some, like a lot of people give out about a lot of younger people that, oh, they're not interested in any tradition or anything like that. We have people here this week and they worked tirelessly with us.
That's great.
And we're just so blessed to have them, yes.
Great. Can I go back to John Flynn in Iverk, John in Piltown? In terms of government aid for putting on these shows, are there funds available for you and the likes of the other shows?
There is, like the Department of Rural and Communications Development, they put €1 million up for the last couple of years.
So oh, wow, did they?
Yes, that's divvied up. Well, there's 130 shows in the kitty, so we all get a share of that. Thanks to Derek Killeen, I think is the man at the moment. So that's a huge help for the organisers of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I suppose the fact that we owned our own ground, we can apply for grants with our buildings. Leith has been very good to us over the years. Kilkenny County Council have been very good. So, you know, if you owned your own ground, you can put up permanent buildings, which would be help as well. It costs down a lot of expense on show day.
Okay. And John Keena, can I ask you about Tullamore? What about insurance around these events? It strikes me that it could be an area that could present problems for you.
Yes, indeed. And I suppose, look, we have been lucky over the years that we have very little accidents. But ISA, we have there's an insurance through them, so we're insured through them. But look, there's obviously, you know, the size of our show, the knock-on effect in the cost and all like that, you know. So it is an issue, you know. But yeah, look, we just have to just go with it.
And is it a cost that varies a lot from year to year?
No, it doesn't really. Now, to be quite honest, it doesn't. No, I suppose our show is growing all right, but it doesn't impact on the size of it that way, you know.
Yeah, Rebecca, in terms of managing the costs and making sure that the show washes its face, obviously the volunteers are key. What about sponsorship? How important is that in the overall revenue model to make sure that you can keep doing what you're doing?
Well, we rely on the generosity of a lot of the industry around Clonmel, plus the shops, the trades. People give personally as well as to their businesses. The exhibitors, then we also get entry fees from that. And you need to work at that, and you really rely on the generosity of the community that we live in. And they're very kind to us.
Yeah. And what about things like the sort of local food offers, people making honey, jams? These are all things that I kind of associate with agricultural shows, that you go and you find these wonderful, I suppose, cottage industries that are prepared, products that are prepared in people's homes that you can buy. And the quality of them is absolutely wonderful.
Well, we are the Vale of Honey. And Clonmala. So I would say, yes, definitely our food village and all the trade areas, trade stands belonging to food products are around that area as well. So when you come in, you're definitely up in front. You see everything that's produced in the area, and it can all be bought, as well as having been made and cooked at home or prepared from wherever business they're in. It's on that, that whole area of the show that day, and it's all on display.
All right, well, good stuff. Well, last word to you, Willie Cecil, as it's your day, today being June 21st, the longest day of the year. Are you going to expect, 3,000 or 4,000 people there? Are the numbers going to materialise as you look at the turnstiles there, if you even have turnstiles?
Well, I would say at the moment there, we probably have somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 on site at the moment. And normally the public entry would normally only start to come in sort of between 12 to 2 o'clock would be your normal public entry.
Yeah.
The people are coming in the gate in cars here this morning since 9:30, 10 o'clock. So this looks to be going to be a very, very busy day here. We've put in extra areas for overflow car parks, and we have a lot of stewards on site, and just a big thank you and a really big heartfelt thank you to all our stewards from local clubs.
Okay.
And to our landowner here and to our sponsors, because without them, this day, it just doesn't happen. Like,
all right. Well, look, it's great work that all four of you are doing. These are the heartbeat of rural Ireland. They're great days out. They're agricultural shows from Gorey, from Piltown, from Tullamore and from Clonmel. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.